purchases with cash compared to what they did 5 years ago. John Clemens reports.
Gallup made a request to over 1,000 Americans in a random telephone survey. Here's the question. Think about the purchases you make on a regular basis and the way you pay them, including cash, check, credit card, or other forms of electronic payment like your phone. Art Swift of Gallup tells us 5 years ago, 36% used cash, but now it's only 24%.
It's looking like credit cards, debit cards, other forms of electronic payment are starting to win people over cash.
I'm John Clemens.
A suspect is in custody after a stabbing at a Walmart in North Texas. There's reports a former Walmart employee attacked several former co-workers inside the big box in Princeton. The store was evacuated and police said the suspect is under arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's active bear season, meaning many bears are coming out of hibernation, and young bears are looking for food and new places to live. Frank Harmon reports.
It's also during this time between now and August when bears are looking for love. Often they will follow river corridors looking for a new habitat and end up crossing through populated areas, leading to numerous sightings during this time of year. Although this year's activity may seem high, wildlife officials say the number of sightings is normal. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Police investigated a bomb threat at Six Flags America in Largo, Maryland. A spokesman for Prince George's County Fire Department told the station the package was found after the threat had been received. No report if it was a bomb. On this day in history, in 1946, Dr. Benjamin Spock's The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care was first published. And on this day in 1951, the first sports event to be shown in color on CBS TV was the Molly Pitcher Handicap at Oceanport, New Jersey. In sports on this day, both Eddie Matthews and Hank Aaron hit their 500th home runs. Eddie Matthews in 67, Hank Aaron the all-time leader in home runs in 68. On this day in 2003, Jerry Springer officially filed papers to run for the United States Senate from Ohio. And that's what's happening on this day in history. I'm Rod William Stoll, USA Radio News. For more news, 24/7, usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 79 cloudy, humid degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is a high of 90 with a 40% chance of showers. The humidity right now is 92%. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. And then some more showers for Saturday morning, partly sunny with a high near 88 after that. And it looks like the humidity finally clears out for Sunday with a high near 88. It's a long version.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the summer reading clubs for kids and adults are going strong at HCL. We'll update you on all the fun. August is almost here, which means HCL's outdoor summer concert series and Comic Fest. Oh, there's nothing halfway about the Jennifer way to treat you, when she treats you, which she may not do at all. There's a Jennifer kind of special, chip-on-the-shoulder attitude she's never been without that she recalls. Discounts with your library card, museum passes, and much more in today's library show. What are we listening to? Some kind of national anthem?
French national anthem.
Oh, the French national anthem?
Yes.
Because it's Bastille Day?
It is.
When was this? Was this written in? Of course, there's always follow-up questions. Did they write this anthem after they stormed the Bastille? We need a song for our revolution, kind of thing.
Probably.
What year was this that this happened? She's just not ready for the backup questions. She's the one who played the French national anthem. Can you translate the French national anthem for our viewers? Our listeners.
Fight with your defenders. Fight with your defenders.
Okay, that's the whole song?
No, I'm reading it as it goes. Under our flags that the victory. Run up to your accent smile. I don't think it translates very well. That enemies and expiring. See your triumph and our glory.
That's very beautiful. I'm tearing up over here.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good.
So, happy Independence. So, is it Independence Day in France?
It is actually not Independence Day in France, because France has always been an independent nation. What it is the anniversary of the storming of the Bastille, which marked the beginning of the transition from a French monarchy to a French republic that we know today.
Very good. Thank you. A little closer to home, let's see what's happening at the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer. No storming of the Bastille going on at the library. What is the Bastille? Is it jail?
Yes.
Okay. This week we have a return to our Academy Award nominated films tonight. At 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, we're showing the Best Picture winner for 2016, Spotlight.
Did you see that?
What's playing now?
Sailing from Morgan, who's going sailing today.
I thought you were mad at her.
I'm not angry with her.
Okay. And then we'll showing of Spotlight at this North County Branch Library this Saturday at 2 p.m. if you can't make it tonight to the Hunterdon County Library. This nominated film series is presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. We have two more films in the series this summer. We'll be showing The Intern, starring Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway, at the Hunterdon County Library on July 28th and repeated at the North County Branch on July 30th. And then finally, Room. I don't know who that stars, Jennifer Room.
I know Emma Donahue wrote the book.
And that will be Thursday, August 11th at the Hunterdon County Library.
Let me see.
We also have a Spice Up Your Afternoon movie series at the North County Branch Library. A little special quick hitter here with two films. Friday, July 22nd, The 100-Foot Journey, starring that woman who played, what's her name, Mirren?
Dame Helen Mirren.
Mirren, yes. She's the star, Jennifer. And then they're going to show Chef. So this is... The 100-Foot Journey is about cooking or something?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Is it set in India? I think it's about the food truck. It's got something to do with the food truck.
I'm not even going to go into that. That sounds like a yawn fest to me. Would I like this movie?
You would not.
It's probably a great movie, but it's just...
You would not like it.
Not enough action sequences for me in The 100-Foot Journey, I'm going to guess on that one.
The family is displaced from his native India. They settle in a quaint village, and they open an Indian eatery.
But they only traveled 100 feet.
Well,
The villages were only 100 feet apart.
Helen Mirren has a restaurant just 100 feet away, and she strongly objects.
And then Chef, starring Jon Favreau. Actually, an all-star cast. Sofia Vergara, John Leguizamo, Scarlett Johansson, Oliver Platt, Bobby Cannavale, Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoffman gets seventh billing?
Wow.
What happened to Dustin Hoffman? And Robert Downey Jr. gets eighth billing. Oliver Platt is billed over Dustin Hoffman and Robert Downey Jr.
How about that?
I don't get that. Maybe Dustin Hoffman and Robert Downey Jr. only have small parts. That would be my guess.
It could be.
I don't know.
I don't know. Can we go back to tonight for a second?
Sure.
If for some reason you don't want to come to the library to see Spotlight, tonight is another concert under the stars at 7 p.m. The Parks Department. It is Full Count Big Band, a big band, Count Basie tribute band. It starts at 7 p.m. at
Where is
Deer
this?
Path Park. At Deer Path Park.
Oh, okay.
Hunter and County Parks, Music Under the Stars.
Hopefully the rain doesn't affect that.
I hope not. And just remember, call 782-7275 after 4:30, and they'll make the decision. And the concert will be held at the high school, 100 and Central Regional High School, if not.
And a quick note on the 100-foot journey. Our fact checker, Kiko, tells us that it's two restaurants 100 feet apart.
I did say that, but he's probably got the time delay. Or you were talking over me. Helen Mirren's got the restaurant 100 feet away.
Oh, okay. Did you say that?
But you said, and mayhem ensues, so you kind of knew.
I'm a little surprised Kiko saw this movie, but that's a conversation for another time. I mentioned the Children's Summer Reading Club. They got some summer specials coming up, Jennifer. Today, Rizzo's Reptiles will be at the library. The library will be invaded by reptiles. Jennifer, are you
not
anxious to see those?
No.
1:30 or 3 o'clock, two shows. It's for ages 3 and up. Tickets were available starting July 8th. I don't know if there's tickets left. If you want to check and see if there are, call the Hunterdon County Library at 788-1432 to inquire about tickets to see Rizzo's Reptile. Other programs coming up for the kids. World Music with Daria on July 28th for all ages. Family Stages presents Peter Pan for ages 3 and up. That would be on August 4th. And on August 11th, there'll be a petting farm. I guess zoo is probably not the correct term. Quiver Farm presents a traveling farm. So on our lawn, there'll be a nice petting zoo on Thursday, August 11th. No tickets required for this one. So I want to come pet the animals. Stop by the library on August 11th. What was so funny about that?
Nothing. Never mind. It was inappropriate.
It was probably inappropriate, right, Jennifer?
It was, Jim.
Okay. We can go down that road if you want.
I mean,
when there's no FCC regulations here.
I know, but, you know.
All right, why don't we go to our first commercial break, Jennifer? Do you have a lot of content for our listeners today?
I could, if you would like.
Like any trivia
related? I have some trivia.
Oh, nice.
Just for you, Jim Thatch. And I would like to give a shout-out to Denise, who is currently in Israel, and she's going to be listening to us later on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she in Israel?
She's there with her synagogue
from
in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Denise. And welcome this commercial break.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
Very nice production there, Jennifer. Nice segue.
Thank you. If I had thought of it, Kiko, I would have found the Marilyn Monroe version. I apologize.
Always comes back to the Beatles, whether you intend it to or not. Just saying. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer and indirectly Kiko questions about events that happened on this date, which is July 14th, Jennifer, 2016.
It is indeed.
I'll also ask you some people... some name recognition, some people who were born or who have died on this date. I actually do not have any people who died today, Jennifer. Sorry about that. I know you're a little disappointed in that, but let's get right into it. Let's go back to 1789, the aforementioned...
Kiko?
No. Storming the Bastille, the French Revolution, Jennifer. On this date, I asked you the date. It was 1789.
So you looked it up and you...
I forgot I looked it up. I did this earlier. They stormed the Bastille on this date, Jennifer. The citizens of Paris do this. My question to you... how many inmates were in the Bastille when they stormed it?
I have no idea. Within how many? Like 25.
Seven. So what was so significant about storming a jail with only seven inmates?
I imagine it was symbolic. I can't say for sure. Do you know?
That unless one of the inmates was very important, maybe. Maybe it was the leader of the revolution or something. They had to get out of there?
I don't know.
Why didn't they storm the castle? Don't you usually storm a castle in a revolution? Isn't that usually the status quo for revolutions?
I would think so.
1789, same exact day, Jennifer. Let me see how I can phrase this. Wait a minute. Okay, Alexander Mackenzie, Jennifer, do you know who that is?
I do not.
He completes his journey. He finally completes his journey to the mouth of the great river he hoped would take him to the Pacific Ocean. Where did he end up instead? He thought he was going into the Pacific. Where did he end up?
The Gulf of Mexico.
The Arctic Ocean.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
That's a disappointment. What river was he on?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Oh, the Mackenzie River, I guess. It's the second longest river system in North America. The Mackenzie.
He must have been in Canada.
How do you name a river after somebody who's dreadfully lost?
I don't know. You notice we're not Columbia. We don't live in Columbia. We live in America.
Why? Because he didn't land in America.
Well,
is that your point?
He got lost. He thought
Columbus?
He was going to India. Yeah.
Well, he just ran into... if there was no land here, he would have hit India eventually. Yeah. He didn't realize there was a big continent in his way.
In between. Okay.
So I don't know. He actually made his way back a second time, so it's not wasn't that.
Well, he knew his way the second time.
I don't know. Columbus bores me.
The Beatles bore me.
1789. I didn't bring it up. See, here we go again. Other people bringing it up.
All right, well, go ahead.
1798, Jennifer. The Sedition Act becomes law in the United States. My obvious question to you
is... what is sedition?
What is the Sedition Act? Kiko knows this one.
I bet he does.
I'll give him time. I won't give you the answer quite yet.
It's got something to do with the army.
Mm.
Is it like going AWOL from a military?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
That's a good guess. That seems like what sedition means. You're probably thinking secession.
No, that's No, that's different.
1881, Jennifer, let's move on. Who was shot and killed by Pat Garrett?
Jesse James. No.
You're on the right track.
I'm on the right track, but it wasn't Jesse James.
Outside Fort Sumner. Shot in the back, if I'm not mistaken. A little younger than Jesse James.
Tell me.
That was my hint to you. Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid.
William Bonney is his real name. All right, Jennifer, in Diamond, Missouri, what monument becomes the first national monument to honor an African American? This is Diamond, Missouri. This year is 1943. July 14th. Not much happening on July 14th.
You can say that again.
Except for one major
world event.
Yes.
Dred Scott? No, that's Kansas. I don't know.
Dred Scott?
No, I'm thinking Brown versus the Board of Ed. That's Kansas, though.
Oh, they would have made a monument about that little girl?
I don't know. What is it?
George Washington Carver.
Oh.
The George Washington Carver National Monument.
How about that?
Yes. There you go. I think he was on the first African-American on a postage stamp as well. I don't even know what George Washington Carver did.
Wasn't he a botanist and a geneticist?
Was he
and
the peanut guy?
I think so, yeah.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, finally, 1969, Jennifer. Which United States bills are officially withdrawn from circulation? What currency is officially withdrawn from circulation on this date in 1969?
$1,000 bill.
That is one of them.
Oh, multiple?
Mm.
$10,000 bill.
Correct. That's two of them.
How many are there?
Four.
The $100,000 bill.
Incorrect.
$500 bill.
Very good.
And the $5,000 bill.
Very good. There's no more $500 bills? I guess I never have seen one of those. Have you?
No, I've never.
All right. And born or died on this date. Jennifer, born in 1912. Mm-hmm. Woody Guthrie.
He was Arlo Guthrie's father. He was a folk singer.
He's going to give me one of his songs, and
this
you
land
are
is
set
your land.
Very good, Jennifer. All over.
You want to know the story about him? No, probably not.
Do I? You tell me.
He had a fourth song, a fourth or fifth verse, a final verse to "This Land Is Your Land,"
mm-hmm.
and he was going to get some kind of award, but somebody went to him in the hospital bed and said, "Well, just never release that last verse, and you can get it." And he refused to. But it was about the economy and poor people and.
Was it good?
It was. If you ever hear Dave Berger at the library, he sings the verse.
Very good. I'll have to tune in sometime. We'll have to have Dave Berger back for that explicit reason.
Well, since he's retired, we should.
Okay, going back to the Sedition Act, Jennifer, from 1798, the Sedition Act made it a federal crime to write, publish, or utter false or malicious statements about the United States government. Is that still in effect? Don't people do that all the time?
I know. Did Kiko answer that?
No, he
fun.
Never answered. Oh. That's why. I mean, people make malicious statements about the president all the time, don't they?
Indeed, they do.
So, shouldn't it be a federal crime for the people that do that?
But then
what?
Where's your free speech? Then?
Speaking of the president of the United States, Jennifer, born. I just gave you the answer. Born in 1913, was Gerald R. Ford.
He was the 37th-ish president of the United States.
37th. 37th is correct.
It's correct. He was not elected to his first term. He succeeded Nixon after Nixon was impeached and removed from office.
Very good.
Thank you. And then he went on.
That's an ample answer. Thank you. 1926, this is how deep I'm reaching, Jennifer. Harry Dean Stanton.
Carrie Stanton's husband, no.
He's an actor. The only film I know, he's been in a lot of things, but I know him, and he was the father of Molly Ringwald in Pretty in Pink.
Oh.
Did you see Pretty in Pink?
I did.
Okay, so he was her father. Can you picture him?
I can.
Okay, an interesting character born in 1932 on July 14th, Jennifer, Rosie Grier.
He was a football player, and he sang the song It's All Right to Cry in Free to Be You and Me.
Yes, that's why he's interested. He was all-pro football player. He was actually a member of the Fearsome Foursome for the Rams days. So a great defensive lineman. And then he published books like an antithesis of a tough football player. He, like you just mentioned, he also did needlepoint. And he wrote needlepoint books, I believe.
Yes.
The other interesting thing about him is he was a bodyguard to Robert Kennedy and was there when Robert Kennedy was assassinated, actually.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yes.
Interesting footnote.
And then finally, 1964, James Thatch. So let me hear what you have to say about him. Do you know who that is?
Thatch. I do, actually. I didn't know if you were going to mention it or not over the year.
I have nothing to hide.
You have nothing to hide. Well, in 1964, you only die once. James Bond, Ian Fleming was the best-selling book of the year. Jim Thatch, he is the graphic artist, special events coordinator, program coordinator at the Hunterdon County Library. Yes. He is a basketball
player.
That's
correct.
He runs a trivia game at the Elks. Mm. He's been married for 20 years come August, 22 years come August, to the lovely Lori Thatch. It's 22 years.
That is correct.
He has a daughter, Kara, who will be 21 in September.
You know a lot about him.
He has a dog named Ollie. And he talks me into a lot of things.
Like this radio show.
Like this radio show. So happy birthday.
So thank you very much, Jennifer. I mean to toot my own horn there.
No, you should, because I didn't,
but
you know.
I'm getting old. I won't remember my birthday.
I didn't know if it was something you wanted brought up or not, so.
I'm feeling old. I'm feeling thin, like too much butter, or like butter spread over too much bread. What is that from? I'm feeling thin, like butter spread across too much bread.
I don't know.
It's from the Lord of the Rings.
Oh. They had butter and bread in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
What was your...
Bilbo Baggins, when he was... the ring made him... You extended your life.
Oh, okay.
So he was really old, but...
What was your illusion this morning in the opening?
What was my illusion? Oh, that was from The Music Man, Jennifer. I Was Stubborn. It was the song I Was Stubborn.
I see.
Oh, there's nothing halfway about the Iowa way to treat you. When we treat you, which we may not do at all. I just substituted Jennifer with Iowa.
I see.
Or Iowa with Jennifer.
Thank you.
One or the other, Jennifer. All right, did you say you had trivia for me?
I have trivia for you. And we'll do the full Monty since it's your birthday.
Oh, that's right. Red Dawn. Harry Dean Stanton was also in Red Dawn.
I see. Thank you, Kiko. Did he ever listen to the military questions I had last week for him?
Yes. Remember, he got most of them.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, they came in late.
Okay. So we have some general knowledge, some pop culture, some language.
Is this from last night?
This was not from last night, no.
Okay.
This is Matt Dolan did send this to me. This is from, he said it was from a couple weeks ago, but I don't remember these questions. Oh, yes, I don't know. No, I don't think so. All right, who was just banned from tennis for 2 years for doping violations? Which woman?
I do not know.
Maria Sharapova.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do remember these now. In 1964, Post, the company, released what they called country squares, but due to slow production and what was seen as a nerdy name, were quickly beat out by what Warhol-inspired breakfast treat?
Warhol-inspired?
Produced by Kellogg's.
Mini Wheats?
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts was inspired by Andy Warhol? Interesting.
What company founded in the 1960s offered the use of pink Cadillacs as an incentive for its salespeople?
Which company?
Makeup company.
Boy.
Mary Kay.
I was going to say that. I think it can't be Mary Kay.
What was the name of Vince McMahon's now-defunct football league?
Oh, the XFL.
That is correct. The majority of the Guyanese people's heritage is from what company? What country?
Guyanese? What the heck is a Guyanese? Why do you spell that?
G-U-Y-A-N.
Okay. New Guinea.
India.
Oh.
Alton Brooks Parker lost a 20th century presidential election in a landslide to which incumbent?
I'm going to guess FDR.
Teddy Roosevelt. Close. John Luther Long was the author of which short story that was eventually turned into an opera by Puccini?
Aida.
Madame Butterfly. Okay, this one you should know. Blue Angel was a 70s-80s retro rockabilly band that featured which singer before her rise to fame as a solo artist? And her debut solo album was She's So Unusual.
Oh, Cyndi Lauper.
What is the name of Wednesday's brother in the Addams Family?
There's a caller on home. We may or may not have a caller. All right, I'll fill you in on something else as Jennifer handles this bit of...
Matt, hey, you called the wrong number. Can I give you the right number?
Let me tell you about summer 2016 tweens programs at the Huntington County Library while Jennifer is talking to someone named Matt.
We want me to call you back.
The tweens are students entering grades 1 through 4. Registration is required for these programs.
What's your number?
So coming up on July 19th, they have a program called Hula. I actually don't have any backup information on these programs. On July 20th in the evening is a fossil dig for grades 1 through 6. And on July 26th at 2 o'clock is Art with Lindsay. So if you want more information about all of our kids and tweens programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the kids button right on the homepage, and then all of the youth services programs will come up. Actually, here's more information about that fossil dig program I just mentioned. They have their separate flyer. No, I am mistaken. It is the same flyer.
Hi, Matt. How are you? Good. I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'm going to pick you up and say hello to you, okay? All right. Hang on.
Okay. Stay tuned for Matt, who will be joining us on the Library Show.
Hey, Matt, did I lose you?
No, okay.
You here?
Yeah.
Okay. You may need to turn that up a little bit.
It's all the way up. Okay. Can you hear him, Jim?
Barely. Hello, Matt.
Jim, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Jim, meet Matt. So Matt Dolan is the host of Game Night, and I know him from the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction, but you are an entertainer extraordinaire. Is that true?
Yes.
That's a loaded question.
So what else do you do, Matt Dolan?
What else do I do? I'm a stand-up comedian and a birthday party entertainer extraordinaire.
Okay, and you do superheroes, don't you? You do Spider-Man?
Yeah, this isn't something I'd tell a first date, but I'll tell you guys for the first time.
Well, luckily for you, nobody's listening. So Matt's our MC every Wednesday night. Jim has yet to come to the kilt. And you also do trivia on Tuesdays at TGI Fridays in Watchung?
Yes, and Thursdays at a Chevy's in Linden.
Okay, so you're a North Jersey guy. Well, I'm just,
I go all over.
I'm just reading, Jim, some of the questions you asked us a couple of weeks ago.
So where do you get your questions from, Matt? Where do you make them up yourself, or do you...
No, I have a, the company I work for comes up with new ones every week.
Oh, okay. And what's the name of that company?
Game On Trivia.
Oh, okay. So you, like, subscribe to them or something? Is that how that works?
You mean as if you wanted to?
If you want to get the questions, do you pay for that service, or...
No,
if you want the questions, you got to come to the show.
Oh, no, not me. I mean, how you get them from them.
Oh, via email.
Oh, okay.
No, they send them to him because he works for them.
Gotcha.
And then he sends them to me so I can, so I don't have to scribble madly. Now, I was telling Jim to name that tune that you did last night, the movies.
Yeah.
You didn't like it? I liked it.
No, I liked it.
Do you remember what?
It was my idea. I know. It was my idea. Of course I liked it.
I know. Like I told you last night, it's your show. You also played American Pie.
Yes.
Do you have the follow-up questions that you could ask Jim, and let's test his knowledge?
American Pie, all right. Because that's, as we know, the history of rock and roll. It's just...
Yes.
So,
Don McLean, yes.
Who is, we'll start easy, who is the king in the song American Pie?
Elvis Presley.
Very good. Who's the jester?
It would be Bob Dylan.
Who's the quartet?
Be the Beatles, I believe.
Right, and then who is Satan?
would be Jagger or the Stones.
Steve Young, Jim Smart.
I know he is. I want him to come to trivia night some night. He'd give me a run for my money. So
your husband is the smartest. He's like a Princeton professor. He knows the answer.
I believe it. Yeah.
He's mad at me that I'm not around him all the time.
Oh, really?
Come on,
oh.
I knew that one. Come on.
Well, I know, and because we sit right by the speaker, so we hear you, and we're like, but where are you?
I move around a lot.
You do. You do. So you've been in some musicals on the stage?
Just one musical.
What were
actually.
You in? What were you in?
I was the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz.
We could see that.
And? I was the best Scarecrow ever because I, you know, I did the deep voice.
I don't doubt it. We talked about one of your favorite musicals, and I did tell you, I'm sorry?
And which one was that?
We talked about it last night, and you alluded to your grandparents, which we're not going to discuss, but that is one of Jim Thatch's least favorite musicals.
Really, Jim, why is that?
My Fair Lady? What are you talking about? Yes. My Fair Lady? I don't know, I just think the story is a little thin there, Matt.
Kind of like butter on the bread.
It's just Pygmalion, the music.
Yes. I realize that. It's just, I don't know, just the whole, I don't know how to describe it. Just a lot of, I mean, they fleshed out a full story out of it. I'll give them credit for that.
Today's Jim's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you, Matt.
And Jim got a lovely birthday present for me, didn't you, Jim?
What did you give me?
What did I give
you? Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I guess these from you, Mac. I got some coasters that must have been given out at Trivia Night last night.
Well, Jed worked hard for those coasters.
They're high-quality coasters. I'll use them in good health.
So what else do we need to know about Matt Dolan? Are you available for birthday parties? And?
Yeah.
Come on, Matt, it's radio.
It's radio.
Can we hear a little bit of your stand-up routine?
Oh, I don't know if that works via the radio station.
You're more of a visual stand-up comic?
See, I don't have a face for radio. I have one of these good-looking faces that can be on TV and live, things like that. People are listening, but they don't really know. You know, I got a real Chevy Chase thing going on over here.
Oh, yeah?
Seinfeld.
Chevy Chase, a young Chevy Chase, hopefully, or not Chevy Chase, how he looks now.
No, young Chevy Chase. I got like his forehead and eyes. That's all I'm told.
Okay. Well, I can picture you now.
And you
I'm not a jerk.
We advertised for your show at the Stanhope Inn, the Stanhope House last weekend.
Right.
I talked about it on the radio. How did that go? And who did you headline for? Because I couldn't say his name properly.
Rich Carucci was the headliner.
All right, and it went real well?
Yeah. Mad Dog Mike Jenkins showed up. If you've ever heard of him, he's a very good comedian.
Yes.
This kid named Khalil, Dan Klein was there, Sean Gaffney. Quite the lineup.
And, of course, Matt Dolan.
And, of course, Matt Dolan.
Matthew Charles there. Valentine Dolan.
That's it.
You thought I wasn't paying
DVD.
Attention. All right, so what else should we know about you? Where should we look for you?
I'm going to tell you, my parents, I'm a frog because I'm divorced. My parents are divorced. And that's rough for me because, well, see, I have my father's features and mannerisms and my mother's personality, which makes it very tough for me because he hates to deal with me and she hates to look at me.
Is that part of your act or did you just come up with that?
Oh, you think I'm doing material here?
That's the hard part about talking to you because you're never quite sure.
That's never good. Yeah, I get that from girls all the time. They're like, I don't know if I could take you seriously. I can't tell when you're... Like, come on, I have a soul, you know.
I know.
I could be serious. Yes, that was a part of the material.
Excellent. Well, it was very funny. Jim laughed. Okay. So, tonight in Linden at Chevy's?
Yeah, tonight's at Chevy's.
Seven?
And actually, I'm in quite a little bit of a dilemma.
You mentioned that.
I have a birthday party to do. 5:30 to 6:30, and I got to be in Linden by 7.
And
so
your teleporter's not working today.
No, I got to take the car.
All right, we'll just hope Route 80 is free and clear.
Yeah, but there's an old saying that if anybody could do it...
Matt Dolan can do it.
He can pull it off. They call me Clockwork.
As in Clockwork Orange? That was one of the movie themes he played last night.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Nobody knew that one either.
Yeah.
The general manager knew. He was the one who got that one. No, you tell him the answers ahead of time? I was pretty impressed.
No.
I was pretty impressed. All right, well, we're going to have to go to some commercials pretty soon.
All right.
So thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
All right, maybe we'll see you next Wednesday night.
I hope so.
All right, tell Jim he should come.
Yeah, I'll try to make it sometime, Matt. See if you really do look like Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not sick now next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, nice
Take
talking
it easy.
To you.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye.
So that was Matt Dolan, Jennifer's
The MC for the... And he's available for parties. And all kinds of... They do fundraisers and things. So if you need a comedian or a trivia host, you can give me a call at the library, 788-1431, or drop a line to jtandthebookworm@gmail.com. Yes.
Nothing. Okay, let me give you a quick look at the weather. Did you want to finish that one round of... We were going too fast, Ricky. Do you want to finish that one round of trivia?
Sure.
This is from Matt Dolan's Tilt-A-Kilt trivia.
Okay, how many Jaws films are there?
And we have another guest on the library show. It's like Grand Central Station in here all of a sudden. Let me give you a quick update on the weather while Jennifer's talking on the phone. We have a chance of thunderstorms today. Best chance will be right around 3, 4, 5 o'clock. So actually expect rain at that time. And then the rain clears off for Friday. Friday will be partly cloudy, but temperatures in the mid-90s. And then the weekend looks clear all the way through Monday. Temperatures in the upper 80s, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The next chance of rain appears to be Tuesday, right about the time I was planning on golfing. So, not good. So that's our weather. Kiko, if you're still listening, maybe we can go out tomorrow and hit the golf ball around. We'll talk about that later. So, Jennifer, do we have another guest?
Okay, thanks, Gene. Okay, all right, bye-bye.
We do not have another guest.
That was
Jennifer is fielding personal calls on radio time.
That was our friend Jean. She's too shy to come on the air. She's a regular listener, and she wanted to give she wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Jean.
And she also wanted to give our friend Edie a shout out because today's her Edie's birthday.
Oh, Edie, trying to upstage me, Edie.
She is. Edie is a bundle of energy.
And she's not the Edie that makes the ice cream, is she?
She is not. Although she might because she does everything else. She's like a little whirling dervish. She just never stops moving.
Really? Mm-hmm. And where do you know her from?
Old Country Buffet. We stay in touch with these people.
Well, that's nice. You have a magical moment in time for you guys.
It was. It was a lot
Too
of fun.
Bad Morgan doesn't want to
associate with anymore. So thanks for calling, Gene, and thanks for letting me know about Edie.
Very good. Okay. Are we back with trivia?
We are. You want to do the commercials, and then we'll come back and finish?
Let's hit a little more commercials, and we'll slow down the trivia for you people at home to answer, because I know I'm so fast. I have missed
lightning
most of them,
fast.
Though.
All right. We'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and Jim Gonneau will be in shortly to take care of some business. Before we get back to business, talking about Jim Gonneau reminded me something.
Okay.
September is Library Card Month.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, the library partners with businesses in the county for discounts with your library card to promote both the local businesses and the importance of having a library card. And what we do every July is we ask businesses if they'd like to participate by offering a small discount off your total purchases, by maybe offering a free drink or some, you know, a buy one, get one free sandwich kind
of
thing.
Is that a hint to the Tilted Kilt?
No, it really wasn't. I was thinking of a Coke with your burger.
So if you want, if you're a local business, you want to participate in this program, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link, Participate in Library Card Month. Click on that. The registration form comes out. Just fill that out and send it back to us, and we will get you into the brochure. So free advertising for you. That's all you got to do is fill out that form and send it to us, and we will do everything else.
Jim makes a handsome sign for you to hang in your window, letting people know that they can use their library card there. And the reason Jim Gonneau made me think of it is he's one of our charter members. And I think he said nobody has ever come in September, during the month of September, to use the card, the discount. But it's free advertising, and people have come back and said, oh, I heard about you at the library.
Right. You never know something what will plant in your mind.
So it's, you know, it's definitely a great way if you're just starting out. You don't need a physical business for it. We've had Avon saleswomen. And then another, we had a nail wrap or something last year, Jamberries, I think. So you don't need a physical location. We'll still advertise as long as you have a phone number or a website where people can get in touch with you.
We'll help you advertise and grow your business.
Okay, so let's get back to trivia so that Jim Thatch's mind doesn't start to atrophy in his elder years. Okay, we're going to go to pop cultures and events. Which aging rock star is demanding Google take down a fat photo of him that is leading to hilarious names?
Aging rock star. I'm going to say Alice Cooper.
Axl Rose.
Oh.
After it was hacked, what did the official NFL Twitter account post?
After it was hacked? Steroid users.
No. Did Kiko know?
No, this is somebody else. No, go ahead.
Oh, Roger Goodell died. Who just hosted the 70th annual Tony Award? You're not going to know that.
Let me know. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Are you Santa Claus?
The Tony Awards.
Tony.
I think I know this. Give me the initials.
He's got the first name that you do.
Jim or James?
James. His last name begins with a C.
Corden?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Wow. It has been announced that there will be a sequel to what film that was loosely based off of a rock opera of the same name by The Who?
Tommy.
It is not Tommy.
Quadrophenia.
Correct. It was revealed that a co-founder of which company paid for Hulk Hogan's lawsuit against Gawker? This person was also an early investor of Facebook.
Don't know.
PayPal. Let's find some that you might.
These are tough. Did you and Brian get these?
We never get the pop culture.
Oh.
Very rarely. When he had fill in the blank of the nonfiction books, got them all.
I could imagine.
Okay. Let's do some language and etymology. You know what that is?
No.
That's where words come from.
Okay.
Okay. This slang law enforcement terms comes from the hunting tactic of using decoys to lure other birds into a trap or hunting grounds. There's also a very vivid image associated with it, I think in Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Is it baiting or something?
Stool pigeon.
Oh.
Which term for ambiguity comes from the Middle English word for an opening in the wall, which was used as shooting through or for letting light in? It's one word.
Aperture.
That's a mighty big word for an 11-year-old. It's a slang term. It's often used in reference to tax exemptions or how to get away with something.
And what was the original? What was the first part of the
opening in a wall.
I don't know.
Loophole.
Oh, that makes sense.
Which type of pasta translates to mean little worms in Italy?
Vermicelli or something.
Vermicelli, wow. Yes. Okay. What 9-letter Italian word meaning spring is also the name of a Botticelli painting and another type of pasta dish?
A 9-letter word meaning spring.
Spring.
Vernal. No. What?
Primavera.
Oh, I should have got that one.
Which unit of measurement derives from Latin for 12th part? 1/12 is your hint.
Inch?
Mm-hmm. Inch.
That's Latin. Inch is Latin?
It derives from the
I didn't
Latin
do well on my
part.
SATs.
This one you'll know because it's a crossword clue. What common first girl's first name means Ireland in Gaelic?
Aaron.
Aaron. Let's assume you don't know gerrymander.
I've heard it, the term.
Shall we go back to general knowledge? These were hard.
Yes, that sounds very hard. I'm feeling very humble. You're humbling me on my birthday.
I'm sorry. That was not my intention. Who is the current Senate majority leader?
Kiko got loophole and primavera correct.
I'm certain he did. He probably would have gotten gerrymander, too. Who is the current Senate majority leader?
Trent Lott.
Mitch McConnell. Ceylon is now known as what country?
Sri Lanka.
Correct. I never knew this. This was interesting. The abbreviation of Crystal Cottonseed Oil is the name of what brand food product?
Crisco.
Crisco. The LA Lakers were originally from which city?
Milwaukee.
Minneapolis.
Oh, yes, Minneapolis.
David Crockett represented which state in the U.S.?
Because of all the lakes. Get it? And then they should have changed their name. The Lakers.
Oh, wow. I thought it had something to do with the initials, L.A.
Mm-mm.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, thank you. David Crockett represented which state in the U.S.
Kentucky.
House?
Kentucky.
Tennessee.
Oh.
Very close. At the opening, the IRN News had some Today in History. And they said Hank Aaron was the home run leader.
Oh, yes. Our news service incorrectly listed Hank Aaron as the all-time leader in home runs. And I believe Barry Bonds eclipsed that, unless they're not counting that record, which is ridiculous.
Well, I think we've had this discussion before.
Barry Bonds has hit more home runs than Hank Aaron. I don't care what anybody says.
We've had that discussion before.
Well, we have a few minutes left. We need to touch on Comic Fest, Jennifer, which I'll let you talk about. And I will talk about our summer concert series.
Okay.
Big August events at the Hunterdon County Library.
On August 6th from 10 to 4 p.m., we will be having the second annual Hunterdon Comic Fest, co-sponsored by the Book Garden of Frenchtown. We are going to have guests such as illustrator Robert Feldman, Brendan and Brian Frame. Mandy Apgar will be presenting a lecture. John Salvino, Shannon O'Connell will be judging cosplay, which is a costume contest. We'll have John Schmidtberger, who draws Mr. Pig. He's very popular in the Bucks County area. Darren Auk, Joseph Silo. I'm pretty sure there are some others that have been added to this list. And we're also going to welcome author Kevin McCluskey, who's a popular picture book author. And Kevin will be hosting Worm Races, W-O-R-M. So I'm hoping for good weather so we do not have worms in the library. So start planning your costume, your superhero costume or your manga costume.
Did you say you were coming dressed up?
I wore a t-shirt last year.
I mean, not dressed, period. Dressed up.
I mean, I wore a Deadpool t-shirt. That was when I dressed up last year.
And that's not answering my question.
No, and you know what? I'm thinking that maybe I'll find out how I would dress as Urza Scarlet. She's from a manga. Like, find out what she looks like. I didn't do a very fetching...
Did you just speak English?
I didn't.
What did you just say?
I just know to say that. I don't know. Urza Scarlet is a character from a manga.
What is a manga?
Manga. It's like Japanese graphic novels.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think I can do Luna Lovegood again from Harry Potter. I think that's not... Harry Potter's coming out the week before.
Is this Pokemon Go thing going to be part of Comic Fest?
That is not the plan, no. At this moment.
But is that in the same genre? I don't even know.
I don't know. I mean, we just found out that the library is a gym.
That is news, right? Tell people.
It is. The library is a gym. The headquarters library is a gym.
For Pokemon Go, which I have no idea what it is.
I don't either. And North County and South County apparently also have characters there.
So if you're looking for Pokemon characters, come to the Hunter County Library. Just another reason, Jennifer.
That's right. And we have a little symbol on the front door to let you know to look for them there. But apparently you can't come... You can't use the gym until you've reached a certain level. I don't know what that's all about. Did I tell you?
What?
Or did I say it on the air? Well, everybody was out looking for Pokemon Go last night. On my way home, I saw three foxes.
You just told me, Jennifer.
Okay, I didn't tell it on the air.
That's a sign of the apocalypse. Did you know
three
that?
Three foxes?
Yeah.
Is it? That was one of the questions last night. I'm asking it in reverse because I've already given you the answer. But which movie character was known as the fox? His translation was, it's Zorro. It works better the other way. What's Zorro's?
Zorro means fox?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Yes.
And quickly, our summer concert series is coming up at the beginning of August. Three consecutive Wednesdays, starting Wednesday, August 3rd, where we'll welcome the Summer Swing Orchestra at 6:30 p.m. All the big band favorites. And then on Wednesday, August 10th, the Blaumberg Band, the largest community band or oldest community band in New Jersey. They'll be playing patriotic and Sousa-type songs. And then finally, the British Invasion tribute will be Wednesday, August 17th at 6:30 p.m. Beatles, British Invasion songs, American songs from the 60s. We'll also have Nina's Waffles, a food truck on hand to tempt your sweet tooth. Can you tempt a sweet tooth? Did I say that right?
I think so.
All right. I think that'll work good enough. And that will be Wednesday, August 17th. The Friends of the Hunter County Library present our summer concerts. Bring a picnic lunch. Bring a chair, a blanket. Unfortunately, if inclement weather, the first two concerts will be canceled because the bands are so big we can't fit them indoors. But the British Invasion tribute will go on, rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 17th. So hopefully we'll see you there.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's 11:57, and time for us to head out of here. So thank you for listening, and thanks to Matt Dolan for calling in, and Gene. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And now, till we meet again, adios, au revoir,
I'll be
the same.
Good night. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Ultimately, this is a decision that our nominee will make, and I'm confident that he'll make a great decision.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who had breakfast with Donald Trump and his family yesterday, as the likely Republican nominee gets ready to make his final decision. Police are investigating the death of a 2-month-old baby at a daycare center in Stamford, Connecticut, as a homicide. Lieutenant Diedrich Hahn is with Stamford Police.
Extremely upset. You know, obviously our condolences to them. It's a traumatic experience, have their child pass away in this manner.
At this time, no charges have been filed. St. Peter's police are asking for help finding a missing man. Brian Smith, 33, bald with a beard and 200 pounds, was driving a Ford F-150 5UJ095. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't.